welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Pull, Pull, Pull My Cart, an adaptation of a classic fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lee, Tess, Declan, and their cats, Joey and Grookey, and the rest of their family in Lynn, Massachusetts, Claire, Leah, and Jacob, and their family in Gresham, Ohio, Addie and June, and their family in Nikiski, Alaska, and Marceline and Seneca, and their family in Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Seneca, Marceline, June, Addie, Jacob, Leah, Claire, Grookey, Joey, Declan, Tess, and Lee. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. In case you missed the announcement, Stories Podcast is putting on our first ever live stream show on Saturday, December 19th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Kelsey and Dan and I will all be there, plus some special friends. And there will be a story and songs and games and prizes and a live Q&A. It's going to be really fun. Tickets start at just $5 a family with an option to donate more, and all the proceeds go towards gifts and meals for families in need this holiday season. For more information and to purchase tickets, head to live.storiespodcast.com. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Pull, pull, pull my cart. Once upon a time, there was a little pony named Clover. Her coat was brushed and fluffy, her mane was a satin black, and she was taller and stronger than the other ponies. Clover belonged to a friendly farmer, and she would pull his cart to the market in the glen each weekend. Usually, the cart was light enough, just full of veggies on the way there and groceries on the way home, with Clover humming happily all the way.
Pull, pull, pull my cart, haul my heavy load, to the glen and back again, walking down the road.
One morning in late fall, the cart was extra heavy. It was the last harvest before winter, and the cart was overflowing with bright orange pumpkins and sunny yellow squash and clean green gourds and crunchy munchy carrots with little oval onions filling all the space in between. The cart's wheels dug into the autumn mud and seemed to groan with the weight of the load. Still, Clover pulled it happily, feeling strong and fresh in the chilly breeze.
"Seems like a big cart today,"
said Ancho, the farmer's horse. He always came with Clover to the market, but he never helped pull the cart. The farmer had tried once, but Ancho had been so dramatic about it that he hadn't ever tried the horse again. Instead, he would hold the farmer or his daughter. Clopping along in his fancy saddle, his long yellow mane dancing in the wind.
"It's a little heavy," said Clover, "but it's the last harvest of the year. After this, it's nothing but holiday treats and running in the snow. But hey, maybe you could help me out a little. I see the farmer isn't riding you today." It was true. The farmer was walking beside the cart, helping keep the wheels out of the worst of the mud and ruts in the road. The horse was walking alongside them with nothing but his saddle.
"Me? Pull a wagon?"
Ancho asked, taken aback.
"I'm a riding horse. I can carry a human, not pull a cart full of turnips."
"They're pumpkins."
"Well, whatever they are, I won't pull them,"
Ancho said, turning up his head.
You may be fit for pulling vegetables to the market, but I'm of finer stock."
Clover rolled her eyes, grunting as a wheel sank into a rut in the road and she had to strain to pull it free. "Whatever you say, oh high and mighty Ancho." The horse pranced ahead and Clover went back to pulling. The wind gusted and leaves spun free of the trees, wheeling in all their reds and yellows across the quiet road. Clover loved the way they crunched under her hooves. Sometimes she would go a little out of her way just to step on a particularly scrunchy pile.
"Pull, pull, pull my cart, haul my heavy load, to the glen and back again, walking down the road."
One of the cart wheels dropped into a gopher hole in the road. The cart tipped and spilled a couple bright orange pumpkins. The heavy veggies bounced in the dirt, one of them splitting open.
"Aw, man," said the farmer,
dusting off the surviving gourds.
"These roads get worse every year."
He took the broken pumpkin and gave a piece to Ancho and a piece to Clover. The horse and pony gobbled up the treat happily and then started on down the road again. Well, they tried to, but Clover couldn't seem to get the wheel out of the gopher hole. The farmer got behind the cart and pushed while the pony pulled, and Ancho looked on impatiently.
"Oh, come on now," he said. "How hard can it be? Just quit being lazy and pull it out of the hole."
"You know," Clover grunted, "you could just help out. You're like twice the size of me." Ancho laughed.
"Don't be ridiculous. Me? Pulling a cart? Come on now. We've been over this."
"Stubborn nag," said Clover. And then she gave a mighty heave and the cart lurched free of the hole. "I did it."
"About time,"
Ancho sniffed, and then he pranced ahead again.
"Good job, girl,"
said the farmer, giving Clover another piece of pumpkin.
"Sorry this road is so bad. Last trip of the year, though, I promise."
Clover nuzzled him and munched her pumpkin. As soon as she was done, they started off again down the road. They were passing through a wide open field now, and it had been flooded and dried and flooded and dried until the road was so full of deep and mystical whorls and furrows that it looked like a great Nana's face. Clover sang as always as she walked, but now her song was tinged with her struggle as the wheels kept sinking and sliding into puddles both wet and dry.
"Pull, pull, pull my cart, haul my heavy load, to the glen and back again, walking down the road."
With a sudden slurping sound, a wheel sank into the mud. It must have been half a foot deep, and the cart tipped precariously to one side. Some bright orange pumpkins and sunny yellow squash tumbled out of the cart and slunked into the mud.
"Oh, no, these lousy roads," the farmer said.
He started gathering up the fallen veggies while Clover rested, panting.
"Stuck again?"
asked Ancho. "Yes, obviously, I'm stuck," said Clover. "Can you please just help? If we do this together, we'll have no problem at all."
"As if I'd wade into the mud like that,"
Ancho sniffed.
"I'm walking on the edge where it's dry. Maybe you should have tried that."
"The cart can't go up on the edge. You'd know that if you ever helped."
"Oh, well, you'd better get it free. The farmer is all finished cleaning up your mess."
"My mess? My mess?" But Ancho was already prancing ahead, keeping each hoof carefully out of the mud puddles.
"Come on now, Clover,"
the farmer called from the back of the cart.
"Let's give it a heave now."
He pushed, and Clover pulled, and the wheel held firm in the mud.
"One more heave. On three. One, two, heave."
Clover dug in her muddy hooves and pulled and pulled, and finally, with a wet, sucking slurp, The wheel pulled free of the mud, and the cart rolled forward.
"We did it!" the farmer called.
"Yes! Yes, yes, yes!" Clover called, still getting her breath back.
"About time!" said Ancho. "Now can we please get on to the market?"
"It would be a lot faster if you helped."
"I can't hear you, la 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 la!"
Clover started to grumble, but the farmer came up and fed her a sugar cube and brushed back her mane.
"Almost there now," he said. "Just a little bit longer."
Clover nodded, and they started off again down the road. Soon she could see the market in the distance. The colored tents stood out like a scattered rainbow across the fair fields, far on the horizon. But there were still a few tall, wavy hills in between. Clover started up the hill, the wagon growing heavier and heavier behind her. She was soon puffing for air, and she could barely even sing her song.
"Pull, pull, pull my cart, haul my heavy load, to the glen and back again, walking down the road."
"Oh, it's a pretty steep hill,"
Ancho said. "Oh, could you please help? I don't think I can make it."
"Just do your job,"
sneered the horse.
"You don't see me whining."
And then he pranced away. Clover did her best, but halfway up the first hill, disaster struck. A bunch of loose rocks rumbled and hissed and trembled under the wheels of the heavy cart. Clover tried to surge ahead, but it was too late. With a gravelly, crunchy hiss, the side of the road tumbled away and the cart tumbled with it. Out flew the bright orange pumpkins and sunny yellow squash and clean green gourds and crunchy munchy carrots with little oval onions filling all the space in between. The veggies scattered over the road as the cart tipped, and then Clover felt herself being tipped over too. "Ah! Whoa!" The cart pulled her over and she felt her leg wrench painfully. The veggies all tumbled away, and then everything was still for a moment.
"Clover," the farmer said, "are you okay?"
He ran up and checked her over. Clover lay on her side, a little dizzy and a little sore and a lot confused.
"Oh, just a little sprain, it looks like," the farmer said. "You'll be okay, but you're done pulling for today. Just wait right there."
The farmer stood the empty cart back up and reloaded all the bright orange pumpkins and sunny yellow squash and clean green gourds and crunchy munchy carrots with little oval onions filling all the space in between. When that was done, he helped Clover up and then dropped down the front of the cart and laid down his thick coat so she could climb up.
"There you go,"
he said. Clover whinnied her thanks and then laid down carefully. Her leg was sore, but she had all winter to get better. She was only sorry that she couldn't finish getting the cart to the market.
"I see you're laying down on the job," huffed Ancho. "Typical of you, I guess."
"Did you not see the whole cart flip? That wouldn't have happened if you had just helped me."
"As if I'd ever pull a cart. Hey, what are you doing?"
While Ancho was distracted, the farmer had fit him for the cart harness and attached it to his broad back.
"Sorry, Ancho," he said. "I know you don't like to pull, but there's nothing else to do. We gotta get to the market if we're gonna have groceries for the winter."
"Me?"
sputtered Ancho.
But you!"
"Don't worry, Ancho," smiled Clover, lounging back dramatically and snuggling in against the farmer's coat. "I'm sure you'll do great." The horse sputtered and balked and refused to walk at first, but soon he realized he had no choice. Since he had refused to help Clover pull the cart when she had asked, now he had to pull it, along with Clover riding inside, all by himself. He huffed and puffed his way up and down the hills, and when they finally made it to the market, he had a new appreciation for all the work Clover did. And on the way home, to help him pass the time, she even taught him her song, and they sang it together as they rolled into the sunset. Pull, pull, pull my cart, haul my heavy load, to the glen and back again, walking down the road.
Walking down the road.
The end. Today's story, Pull, Pull, Pull My Cart, was an adaptation of a classic fable written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. And don't forget to check out our first ever live stream show on Saturday, December 19th at 6 p.m. For more information and to purchase tickets, head to live.storiespodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.